Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alberto from Family First. Is this Miss Chanel?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Miss Chanel. Thank you so much for answering my call. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm glad to hear that you're good. I was just calling because I wanted to do the monthly follow-up on your services. And I wanted to ask you if everything is in order with the services that your caregiver is providing to you.
What do you mean, is everything in order?
If everything is good with the visits, with the services, if he's on time.
Oh yeah, he did always forget that the clock here because he come in late to work because he come from school. So, it's been a hiccup in his paychecks or whatever the case is, because I guess the hours, or he say he clocks in at times but it don't register or something or another, or he if he forget he clocking late, he'll adjust the time but it doesn't register.
Yeah, I've been following up with him because we've been noticing that he is one of the few caregivers that are not actually compliant, clocking in and clocking out correctly. Therefore, we need to escalate the situation. I already explained to him that he must clock in and clock out correctly. Otherwise, we are not going to be able to receive more timesheets from him. But I see that during the weekend, at least during the weekend, I see that he clock in and clock out correctly. Let's hope that he can continue with this. He can continue registering information correctly. So there is no timesheet request or no need for him to send timesheets for all the visits that he has pending. But
Sorry, what was the last part? I'm confused. You said something about timesheet request?
yeah, because I have to send a timesheet request to him, letting him know how many visits are pending, information, what is the information that is missing, so he has to send me a paper informing me about the hours that he worked. And it's usually from him, out of all the seven visits that he provide, it's usually like five or six. And, that's not acceptable since, we expect our caregivers to clock in and clock out correctly for all the visits.
He said 5 or 6 days because he didn't have no problem at the what you call him. I know he didn't have these many days and stuff missing off his timesheets before. So I'm trying to figure out like where the clock in the clock out mistakes, or is it anything up with your system, or is it just you saying it is this him a very few, one of the very few or whatever?
Yeah, he is actually for my case, I have like five, six caregivers that are not compliant with this. I already informed him that if he has issue to let me know, because if he does notify me that he's not able to register something, then of course we only see an empty visit with no information, so we cannot follow up on to see what is the issue.
I know sometimes because I know he goes to school and stuff. He and y'all not open on the weekend, so if he forgets, that's how it's saying. Like by the time he starts work, he starts in the afternoon. And sometimes he start like today. He just started early because basically he was up today. But normally he starts like late in the afternoon. By the time he starts, y'all out of the office, so it's hard for him to call y'all right then and there. And then y'all closed on the weekend. So not making excuses, but I'm just saying like he has a lot going on and still trying to help me do everything. So that's probably like some of the reason why he'll forget, and I'll try to remind him to act, to make sure like to ask if he has a problem to let y'all know. But
Yeah.
he basically here helping me, so I can only do but so much,
Yeah, I understand. I also advise him to just look, like, take a screenshot of what the app is showing that the information is not registered, or to let me a text message. So if he is working at night, I can see him next day and follow up on the issue.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I wanted just to ask you if everything is in order. I see that last Monday and last Tuesday, Sema clock in, but the clock out was not registered. So I wanted to ask you if he worked all the hours last Monday and last Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put that on the notes, okay? Thank you so much.
Also, I may need like more gloves or whatever in case these gloves are mess.
Okay, more gloves? Which size?
Which size is it? Hello? Okay, extra large.
Extra large, okay.
I told you that before, but I don't know, do they send it out? He has to come get them?
Not sure. I can ask, but I'm going to request a new set. Okay.
Okay. So can he come to the office and get them today?
Because he
ran out and he never. You put in a request before when I told you, but no one. I don't know if he took to y'all or not, but I know he just went and bought like two packs of two boxes.
Well, if he's able to come to the office, yeah, no problem. He can come here and pick up the gloves.
Do you want to go? You feel like taking me over there? You go get him. Okay. And what time do you close today?
At 5.
Okay, because he could speak my from my appointment. So, okay, he said he'll head there. Do we have to? I know something before, or do you have to call y'all to let him in?
No, he can arrive, and one of our representatives can assist him with this and provide him with the gloves without a problem.
Yeah, no, I'm saying to get in the gate, because I think it was something before. It was hard for him to get in the gate.
Want to
get close by. Yeah.
Not sure, but I can ask. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.